This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, but first of all, what's the team news coming into this game? Do you have any players back that weren't able to start on Monday night?
To the squad? Same squad possible. Yeah, same squad. Nothing happened. Who could have come back since then? No, Ibu, not yet. Luis, not yet. But that's it, pretty much. That's the only news. Nothing happened on the injury side. So, Thiago, not available. Calvin had surgery. Not available. But that's it.
What were your thoughts on how Diogo came through on Monday
night, getting time off the bench? Yeah, it was important to get the time, but obviously you could see they need time. It was clear, but we knew that that it would happen. So that's why we tried to give them as early as possible and allowed some minutes, because it's completely different. Whatever you do in the training pitch, these first 10, 15 minutes in an intense game, they feel like it's torture. And so you have to go through this, and then, but then it was not too long, so they could train properly the next day, and that's now obviously very helpful for this week. Now one session today, and then we will see how we line up.
17 games left to play. Obviously, there's a gap to the top four, but this is a big game, isn't it? Given you've got a game in hand, if you could get 3 points as well, suddenly the whole narrative comes.
Yeah, massive game. So if we want to reach something this season, we have to chase everybody. So, and especially the teams ahead of us in the table, there's no doubt about that. It's not easy, it will never be easy, but I think the only way you can do is to give it a try, and that's what we have to do, of course. And but everybody knows that, we don't have to mention that, that's clear. And so, tough one. Newcastle, best defence in the league. Lost only once, I heard now again. I didn't even know that. And that was against us, and we needed a late goal. So obviously very, very consistent, which is the first step into success always. Yeah, will be absolutely interesting. So it's a tough place to go, was always for us. Hopefully we can build on the performance for Monday, because that was obviously the main difference to a lot of other games we won. After the World Cup break, we won 2 games, but we were not overly happy with the way we played, so you cannot really build on it. This time it was different. This was us, and it looked like us. And I think people said after the game that Everton didn't do this or that as much as they did against Arsenal. I really think it was because we did particularly well, to be honest, in that game. But that's a point to prove again tomorrow.
Final question from me. At Newcastle, you said only lost once this season. In previous years, you've been on these terrific runs. How much respect do you have for what they've done?
Absolutely. Oh, Eddie's doing an exceptional job. Absolutely exceptional. So, yes, we all spoke about that, and when you asked me about that again, it's like the the financial possibilities they have or will have in the future is exceptional, but it's and so far it's not that it's because of that, not at all. So Eddie came there in a difficult situation. They stayed comfortably in the league, stuff like this. Then the new season, it's not like you didn't recognize the team anymore from last year. It's like a complete overhaul or whatever. So building on the team they had, improving players were there, like Almiron. I always liked him, but with the way they are playing now, is obviously it fits him extremely well. Callum is obviously a fantastic striker. Not sure if he's injured tomorrow or not, but it's fantastic. Bringing Ishak makes absolutely sense. So building it to him. Bruno Guimaraes, of course, is a massive player for them and all this kind of thing. But then loads of players. Trippier came in, but loads of players were still there. So, and that speaks obviously volumes about the manager, how much he turned it there around and made them a proper threat for everybody and super intense football style. So in a difficult team to play against.
Thank you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, but were you expecting them to go about things a little differently in their recruitment rather than building relatively steadily? I mean, they have spent money, but they possibly haven't quite gone mad with it.
No, I didn't really think about it. Also, not that I think a lot about Newcastle. No, it's not like this. It's just in the moment you recognize what they are doing, and then that's it. It's not. They had no idea for them how they should do it.
Well, obviously, I mean, you work slightly different in terms of the way that you've had to build, I suppose. But at times you have been able to spend those big amounts of money, but it's been when you sold players on.
How did I? What did I do different?
In terms of recruitment, you've kind of been able to sell players for a big amount of money and then been able to recruit in that way, which is obviously a different kind of model to the way Newcastle have done things so far.
Yeah, but that's the only difference is where the money is coming from. So that's the only difference. The rest is, I think, apart from that, we did it a similar way. I don't know exactly, but it was not that we six players in, eight out, and now let's go again. I think you have to do it step by step, but if somebody tells you, one of your bosses tells you, but we do it now by bringing in 12 players in once, and then you have to deal with that. So we have a lot of power in the manager's chair, but not all the power. So that means we have to do as well sometimes what other people are telling us, and that's normal.
And is Virgil, after being on the bench for the Merseyside derby, is he fit to start?
I think so, yeah. Just now, yesterday, he looked absolutely ready. I think today he will look the same, and then we make a decision.
Carlos.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
Stefan Bacetic, played really well in the derby again.
He did.
Playing very well, such a young player. When you have a young player like that, and you know you want to give a player a rest, how difficult is it to make that decision to take him out when he's playing so well, and you've also got big game after big game coming up as well?
Yeah, it's not that difficult, to be honest. It's just we have parameters, we know we can read numbers, stuff like this, and these kind of things. And then, but it's then all very individual. So it means a lot of players are young, they're still different. So we have a close eye on that. We judge that all the time if he's ready again. So far, there were no signs that we had to rest him, but it was good for us because we were long for him. Long breaks between the games, that's absolutely no problem. How it is with three games a week, I don't know. So we will have to see that. But we have other players as well, and it was not. Stefan played exceptional, and not because he's 18 or only 18, he played just exceptional. So that's actually the best thing to say. But it was for sure Fabinho's best game for a long, long time, and Hendo played exceptional. So that's just to talk about midfield. So that helps, obviously. And Nabi before did not bad. We didn't win games and stuff like this, but that was not up to Nabi. We have other players who are ready to go. So that's the first time that we had a lot of players not involved in the squad for the first time, senior players not involved in the squad for a long time. So there are options now there, and long may it continue. Like
you've got those options up front now with Diogo coming back and Roberto coming back, and you've not been able to make as many changes up front, have you, in recent times? So how good is it to have those options back as well?
Oh, that's massive. But again, Bobby was, in the end, it was 8 weeks as well. So that's long. It's a long time, and Diogo obviously was longer out. So we have to look now how we can use them. But of course now the amount of play games coming up, so we hope we can go to the next round of Champions League as well. So it means we will have 17 in the league, but two more at least in Champions League, hopefully 4, 6. What do we need for 7 or whatever if we want to go to the final? Probably, yeah. So we would be ready for that. So these kind of, for that, you need changes. And that was a big problem in the past around. When we started again, it was a massive problem because we started playing immediately and there we couldn't change at all and had to integrate a new player. And Darwin was not fit and blah, 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 all these kind of things. There were a lot of things, but now hopefully it stays like this. So that would be great because that's what you need to get kind of consistency in performances.
Señora de la Televisión Española, yo le quiero hacer dos preguntas. La primera, insistir en Stefan Magnitic, ¿qué te parece? Y luego, si eres consciente de que eres uno de los entrenadores más queridos y más populares en España. Muchas gracias.
And now you need to ask it in English.
In English, yeah, cool.
I don't speak Spanish. Somebody told you I speak Spanish. Anybody speak Spanish?
About Stefan, and in Spain, club is very, very popular.
Oh, thank you. I should have understood that. Yeah. So, what about Stefan?
What do you think of Stefan?
What do you think?
Yeah,
it's very important for Liverpool.
It is
only
18 in October. He turned 18 in October, yeah. So, just 18. So, top talent, super player, played really, 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 really good for us so far. Since he's with us, it's a pure joy to work with him. I think the mix of Serbia and Spain is a good one for football. And not sure you met him, but if you meet him, he's a top, he's an intelligent boy. How is that? A joy to work together. The interesting part is that his dad and Thiago's dad played obviously together for Celta Vigo. So Thiago, not only Thiago, but Thiago as well took him a little bit under his wings. So he has a great bunch of players around him he can learn from. And yeah, absolute joy to work with.
I'm more popular and loved in Spain, you?
Me. Yeah, that's the reason for that. It was the same when I was in Germany. People told me I'm very famous in England until I arrived here. So, and that would be the same in Spain. If you know me closer, that you will realize it's not that good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ask Winnie. Or other people.
Not the open tape.
Yeah, that's what I heard. it's nothing. Obviously, I missed the rest of the season. Serious, but Kelvin, it's really special. So Kelvin arrived here and had a back problem I never heard before. So it's just like when you're on the growing process, it can happen. But he played all the games, didn't really feel anything. Then you come here and you make a proper check, and then it's like, okay, there's something. We need to have a breather, a closer look. And then you have to. So he had no real pain or whatever, but was not allowed to train for a long period, because otherwise you can, for a young person who is still growing, it can create real problems for in the long term. So it was no chance. Coming back into a new team, never. I asked him when we spoke, when it was clear that he has not now the new injury. I had him in my office and asked, what do you think, how often have you been your absolute best yourself, pretty much? And he said, oh, not often. I say, never, not one day. So now we have to use that, because you couldn't. It's like you want to adapt to a new thing, but you didn't train for 4 months, stuff like this. It's really tricky. So he always was this step behind. Now he has that injury, this is season. Or even if he could come back a bit earlier, that makes no sense, because now it's really to build a boy up physically and then have a new start when we go again. So we can play catch up all the time with him, because he's a great talent, a real talent who had the most unlucky start possible. But in the end, when he finishes his career with 36, 30, 37 or whatever, then he can, if you can say then, the most difficult year of my career was the first. Yeah, or the second in his case, maybe. Yeah, that's absolutely okay. All the others were better because we did the right things in the first two. So that's what we try to do now with him.
Last question is section to Kiva.
Yeah, just on Fabio Carvalho. Obviously, he scored that late winner against Newcastle. And he hasn't played much. So, I guess, is there a reason for that? And I guess, what have you made of his progress in his first season so far?
Yeah, Fabio, very young player as well, and big talent as well. Absolutely, absolutely played well for us in a couple of games. Now it's the situation that we have to make a squad, and he couldn't make it for the last one. That's how it is. That's the truth. Didn't play too often because, from my point of view, we needed different skills when we started or when we changed during the games. And that's pretty much all. He did nothing wrong. He improved a lot. He developed a lot. He's a good kid and is in the middle of the group, in the middle of the team. So that's all fine, but obviously not in a happy place. In the moment, you cannot see that on the pitch, or when I see him, it's not really obvious, but I can imagine, because he's a footballer. He wants to play, and he didn't play often enough. So that doesn't help a lot, but that's another thing in a long career where you have what you have to go through. And yeah, for me, it looks in a moment that he takes it as good as somehow possible.
We want the embargo section of the dailies, everything embargoed until 10.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.